Backroad Anthem is a country rock band that formed last October. In the months that have followed, the seven-man group based out of Fayetteville has opened for artists such as Dustin Lynch and the Eli Young Band, and the group has released its first EP titled Small Town Fame. Next month, the band will perform at the inaugural Thunder on the Mountain, a country music festival at Mulberry Mountain in Ozark, Arkansas. Last week, four members of the band, Eric Dysart, Isaac Senti, Craig Strickland, and Toby Freeman, stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. As we began our conversation, Craig explained how the band came to be.
It was really cool because we were all playing for a church, and we all met, I guess not all of us. Eric's from Oklahoma. He literally woke up in Tulsa this morning and drove here. But yeah, we all were playing in church, and I guess me and Toby and Isaac, you were there too. It was just us three right here. I think I was like, man, I love country music. And the other two guys were like, yeah, we love it too. And I was like, we should start a country band. But initially we were like, we should start a country cover band because there's like so much opportunity just to, you know, play all the top 40 country songs. And so that's what we started out as. And it wasn't too long before we knew, wow, we've got something here. We need to start using our skills in songwriting and coming up with producing our own original music. And it's been an awesome ride in 6 months.
Yeah, it's been real short. You guys got together in October.
Yes.
And your website, you guys say that you're doing country your own way. Mm-hmm. So can you explain what that means exactly?
Doing country our own way. Well, yeah, you know, when we say that, we take that over a range of terms. You know, there's nothing on the radio right now that sounds like what we'll produce, in my opinion. You know, it's just so powerful. It's so, you know, there's seven members on stage, so it's like more of a country power band than just a normal country band. You know, we can do covers of rock, we can do covers of modern country, of old country, of really anything. You know, we haven't found anything that we won't try so far, and that's pretty obvious from our shows.
And what Eric won't tell you is that he plays lead guitar on the fiddle. And so,
I try to take a different style, a different approach to the fiddle because it's so such an old school instrument, and we have such a modern arrangement. So it's kind of a new approach.
Good stuff.
Well, you mentioned there's seven of you. There's only four of you here, so there's three missing. Why such a large configuration? It seems like it could get messy.
Right. Yeah. I think she's right, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, it does get a little messy sometimes.
She really is. It's really funny. So. There's actually two songs that we're really excited about that have not been recorded yet that have been written within the last, like, I guess, what, 3 weeks or so. And on one of those songs, it did that on like the verse. Like it, you know, there's places in songs where, you know, people will fill in that space with their instrument, whether it's fiddle or keys or lead guitar or anything like that. And so when you have very, very, very talented guys in your band that are just like, oh, I hear this here. Well, sometimes you play over each other. And so we've had to kind of learn. And what's really been cool is to see how fast that has happened, like with the chemistry and that kind of thing. And just to see, okay, I'm going to hang back here so that, you know, Neil on keys can do his, you know, heavenly run right here on this spot. You know,
They're always heavenly. They're always heavenly.
Yeah, they are.
Always heavenly.
Now, does each one of you play an instrument or is there somebody who just sings?
Occasionally I will just put down my guitar and shake my booty. but no, I play acoustic, drums, fiddle. He plays rhythm electric.
Okay.
You always play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, guitar
and then Josh will play lead guitar. Neil will play keys and Brandon on bass.
That's a lot of instruments. Yeah. So how do you guys figure out? Well, spacing seems like it can be an issue because some stages I've seen at clubs are not that big.
Oh, my gosh.
We have definitely had some issues
with that. It's been really funny.
Well, what do you do?
We bring small ramps sometimes.
Sometimes we put Isaac in the closet and let him play. Sometimes we just really have to play really close together. And that's another thing, too. Eric, remember, Eric's on fiddle. We'll do this thing where I'll be singing, and it's his time to come up, and he'll kind of poke me on the side, letting me know, hey, dude, I'm coming up beside you. Don't kill me with your guitar when you whip around, you know. And so, you know, we'll kind of do that thing where we
We all have to take we all have to take ballet lessons to be able to move around
to gracefully move around.
We've been sardines in a can before.
But no, I think it's all based on just communication with your band and eye contact. You know, it's a lot like a football team in that aspect. I think, you know, you just have to know what's going on.
But give us a big stage and it's on.
We're everywhere.
It's fun.
Have you had the opportunity to have a really big stage?
We have. I guess, what was it? Maybe 2 weeks ago, we played in front of 6,000 people in Memphis at opening for Chris Young. And that was probably, the stage was like the size of a football field, small football field. And we were, I think some people on our team were kind of worried, you know, how are they going to do on a big stage? And it was really cool to see, man, those 6,000 people felt like 200 people. And it just, that stage felt like home. And it was just really cool to run around and just kind of own it and make it our own, you know. Like we're playing here at George's in Fayetteville. So,
well, you mentioned George's, and early on, that was one of the places you guys played. I know you still play there, but you had mentioned before we started recording that you actually sold it out.
We did. You know, that's another thing. We are so blessed with this band for 6 months, like just getting to do things that most bands in 5 years haven't done or getting to do. That was our third show at George's, and we had been a band for 3 months, and to sell it out, 750 people, and then we turned 200 away at the door. That was just incredible. But all of that goes to one strategy. Does anybody want to talk about that strategy? We have a unique
Serenade sorties.
We do.
So
I had heard there's this band Parachute, and they're in Nashville now. They're out of Virginia. Mm-hmm. You've heard of Parachute.
I'm familiar.
And so I remember hearing one day, I think it was on Sirius Radio, that Will, their frontman, would just they would go and perform in the front lawns of these sororities, inviting the girls to their show, that kind of thing. And so they built this fan base in Virginia very fast, and like it caught on. And I was like, we have 20,000 students in our backyard here, which I'm sure we're in Arkansas, half of them, so that's 10,000, love country music. So why not utilize that and go and just sing to them? And so we started doing that, and we started singing at their chapter meetings where there's 300 girls, and immediately they'll pull up their phones and start videoing us, and Instagramming and tweeting and liking and following and poking, and wait, they didn't poke us, but and so then we decided, why not take this regionally and go to Oklahoma and go to OU and go to OSU, go to KU, go to Alabama. 2 weeks ago we were at the University of Alabama, and it just catches on like a wildfire, and it's awesome,
crazy.
And it's building our fan base so fast, so much faster than just sitting here trying to play gigs that we can get. And so, but actually going out and trying to make fans by singing to them organically just as a four piece is, I don't know, it's been really fun.
Yeah.
It's gotten us really close too.
Especially the sorority boys.
Yeah, that's what we get. So it's kind of a band inside a band. This is what you're looking at is the sorority boys, and then we are also a part of a band called Backroad Anthem.
Okay. So. Well, everything seems to be happening so fast for you guys. Are you surprised, or I mean, are you less surprised now when you're kind of like, okay, this is where we're at. This is my plan for what we're going to do next. I mean, especially if you have a manager.
I think we'd be lying if we said we weren't surprised.
Yeah. Listen, when we 6 months ago when we decided to put this band together and started out as a cover band, and now, you know, last week our album got to number 24 in the country on the iTunes country album charts. It's just been such a whirlwind to see, man, how much favor has been shown upon us, and just like how much this, you know, this ride is just beginning, and this adventure is just beginning, and how much everybody's just ready to dive on in, and it's kind of cool just to see, you know, who knows where we're going to be in a year. Hopefully away from here, but we love this place, but hopefully, you know, on the road or something with somebody else. So
it has not seemed like 6 months.
No.
Sure. Yeah,
it has been so chaotic, awesome and chaotic.
Well, I'm not sure you started out with the goal of, you know, this trajectory, but you're on it.
Right.
So, I mean, what are your goals for the van now? I mean, what are you hoping? Like you said, be touring next year, but.
Right. I think our goal is to, the number one thing is to keep riding and just to, you know, I think the biggest thing that we all agree is that it really takes one song. Like, and when we have that attitude going into writing sessions, it takes one song to be like, man, who is this band? I hear this on the radio and I want to hear it again. And so hopefully we've written that song already, but if we haven't, man, trying to write that song. And I think the goals for this band is just to continue to grow on stage, you know, continue to grow our music, continue to grow our fan base, and to and one of the biggest goals coming up, we're playing the after party at Thunder Mountain, the country music festival mm-hmm. coming
Thunder
up.
Thunder on the Mountain?
In Ozark, yes. And we're playing after Luke Bryan, and I think it's after Big and Rich. On, yeah. So it'll be Thursday night yeah. and Friday night, actually Friday morning, Saturday morning, because it's at 1 a.m.
Okay.
And so, you know, there might be 5 to 10,000 people there, and our biggest goal is just to get up there and, man, who is this band? They've got to, they have been a band for 5 years. Who is, you know, just to totally get fans at that place. And so,
yeah, I would say the biggest goal right now is to definitely turn heads. That's, you know, we want people to notice and then search us out and then find out, you know, who we are, what we're about, but definitely to turn heads right off the bat.
Well, aren't you playing at shareholders as well?
We are, yes. Yep. I think we're playing the lunch.
Okay.
But it's going to be really cool. I think it's at the Amp, and so it's going to be really neat. And you know, people from around the world will be there.
Exactly. So yeah. you talk about turning heads, a lot of people.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys have some instruments here. Are you going to play something for me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, so this song right here is called Backroad Ride, and it's basically just written about just that, going down a back road with your baby and driving down the back road, just listening to music with her, and just it's all about just being on that road, no matter what road it is, that she's that for you. So here it is. Hope you like it.
Make a little moonshine, gonna drink a little homemade wine, gonna take a little back road ride with you tonight. Gonna listen to the birds sing, gonna carve out you and me underneath that old oak tree where everyone can see. Take me down that old back road, driving down Mill Creek Road, your head high low, George Strait song on the radio. Give me all your love, carry it with me. No matter what road I'm on, baby, you're my song. The melody of you makes me sing along, and I know, baby, when I go. The coals burn. Tell your daddy it's a lesson learned when he raises his hand. Ooh, let's go. Take me down that old back road. Driving down Mill Creek Road, your head high low, George Strait song on the radio. All your love, carry it with me.
That was Eric Dysart, Isaac Senti, Craig Strickland, and Toby Freeman, four members of Backroad Anthem, performing their song Backroad Ride inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The group's debut EP, Small Town Fame, is now available. Backroad Anthem will be performing at 1 a.m. June 7th and 8th at Thunder on the Mountain on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. For more information on the band, visit backroadanthem.com. To hear more from our conversation, including what the songwriting process is like for the band, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.